Israelis do not need to be lectured about the importance of peace by foreign leaders. Israel's hand has been extended in peace to its neighbors from day one, from its very first day. We pray for peace. We've worked for it every day since then. And thousands of Israeli families have made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our country and advance peace. My family has been one of them. There are many, many others. No one wants peace more than the people of Israel. Israel remains committed to resolving the outstanding differences between us and the Palestinians through direct negotiations. This is how we made peace with Egypt. This is how we made peace with Jordan. It's the only way we'll make peace with the Palestinians. That has always been Israel's policy. That has always been America's policy. Here's what President Obama himself said at the UN in 2011. He said, peace is hard work. Peace will not come through statements and resolutions of the United Nations. If it were that easy, it would have been accomplished by now. That's what President Obama said. And he was right. And until last week, this was repeated over and over again as American policy. Secretary Kerry said that the United States cannot vote against its own policy. But that's exactly what it did at the UN.